Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. I wanted to, just before I get started, say thank you to everybody for all of your responses on my videos. I really, really enjoy the conversations that we have, and I really enjoy a lot of the inspirational stories. You know, even if your story is painful or bad, telling it is not only good for you, but you never know who you could help who might be reading it. So keep those comments and emails and messages coming in, because they are all very, very welcome and very, very helpful. A lot of times I actually take the subject for the show from things that I read or that people send to me or conversations that I have in the comments, so keep those coming. Today I wanted to talk to you about, I'm sure it's something we've all heard of or talked about, and that's unconditional love. It's really talked about in the movies and things like that, but what I want to talk about today is why unconditional love isn't actually good for you. Like I said, we hear a lot about unconditional love. It's romanticized and sung about, and movies revolve around it, and lots of people actively seek it out, believing that that's the way things are supposed to be. And certainly the world makes that sound like it's true, but is unconditional love really good for you or your partner? Should you really aspire to love someone no matter what they do? You know, unconditional love is fine to talk about in an abstract or romanticized context, but in reality, it's not only unrealistic and unreasonable, it's basically almost impossible. Love can be destroyed by treating another person badly, and honestly, it should be. Unconditional love between two adults is not healthy. It's not normal or safe to continue to love someone no matter how badly they treat you. It's self-destructive and dangerous. If you want a perfect example, look at pathological narcissists. I have, 50 videos about that. They are the reigning champions of emotionally abusive relationships, and they demand perfect unconditional love from their partners. The problem with that is they are unable to give anything in return. No respect, no consideration, no compassion, nothing. Certainly not love. Is that fair? Is it reasonable? Is it healthy? No, it's none of those things. It's an unfair situation in which one person is expected to exhaust themselves by giving unrelentingly while the other person simply takes it and enjoys it. Unconditional love is a nice concept. I mean, it's really beautiful, but there should never be a situation where a person feels confident that no matter what horrible things they do, you'll never reject them. This is actually the reason, or one of the reasons, that narcissists don't feel safe in relationships. They are looking for that perfect unconditional love that they did not get from their parents. This just does not exist in romantic relationships, and it shouldn't. It's not healthy or okay for either person. Relationships need boundaries and limits to be successful. Love without limits certainly sounds wonderful, and it is a favorite fantasy for many, many people, but it's just not feasible in a real relationship. We don't live in a TV show or a movie. You know, this is real life with real people. We all have limits, and we should. It's how we protect ourselves. Healthy people have boundaries and they uphold them. It's how they take control of their own lives and keep other people from treating them badly. Healthy, reasonable people don't attempt to bypass or cross your boundaries while still claiming that you need to love them anyway. Reasonable people will understand that when they have crossed the line, the relationship cannot continue. Only selfish or unreasonable people will claim otherwise. For example, narcissists, again, are unable to understand that if you treat someone badly, if you do horrible things to somebody, if you lie to them, if you smear their character, if you destroy their friendships and turn people against them, that person will stop loving you. Narcissists will continue to insist that if you do not still love them, despite the horrible things they've done, there's something wrong with you. You are withholding and cruel and unfair. That's because the type of love they're looking for is the type of love one expects from a parent, which they feel is supposed to be unconditional, perfect, and all-encompassing. of course, all people looking for unconditional love are not narcissists by any means, but narcissists are a good example of why that kind of expectation is unfair. An adult has no right to expect that type of love from another adult. It is unreasonable. So if you are looking for unconditional love, take a minute to think about how unrealistic that actually is. Do you really think it's possible for another adult to continue to love and respect you no matter what you do? Do you really think that's possible? Now, before you dismiss that, remember, this is not about lowering your standards or accepting less or anything like that. It's about being realistic. The romanticized relationships we see on television and in other media are not reality. They're fantasy. Real people have real problems and real baggage and real hangups. Requiring unconditional love from a partner is like requiring perfection. It's unfair and impossible. And by the way, unrealistic expectations regarding love and partners causes more damage to relationships than probably anything else. So just keep that in mind. If you are being accused of not giving unconditional love, think about what the person demanding that is actually saying to you. Because they are essentially saying, you are required to love me no matter what I do. I don't have to earn that love or do anything to sustain it, and I don't have to reciprocate it. You just owe it to me. Does that sound fair to you? No? Well, that's because it isn't. Love is not supposed to be a hostage situation where you have to perform according to another person's demands. Okay? Most people seeking unconditional love are actually seeking a guarantee, and this is often in the form of a free pass. You know, they want to know that no matter what they do or how they act, they'll still be loved. And of course, we all feel that way inside. You know, we would love a guarantee. You're still going to be loved no matter what. But this is not reasonable, realistic, or fair. It is, in fact, unbelievably unfair to insist that something is wrong with somebody if they don't love you anyway, in spite of, you know, that you've treated them badly. If someone does not give unconditional love to you, it doesn't mean they've done something wrong. It means your expectations are too high and they're unreasonable. You are expecting too much from your partner and are creating disappointment and pain for both people involved. As I said, unrealistic expectations are the downfall of many relationships. People got to learn to adjust their horizons for reality with that. Conversely, if you think you give your partner unconditional love, think about that. Do you really? What if they hit you? What if they shot or stabbed you, you know, but you didn't die? What if they hurt your child? What if they hurt someone in your family, your parent? Would you still love them in any of those cases? For an overwhelming majority of people, the answers to these questions is no. And that is why unconditional love is great for TV and movies, but it's bad for real life. It's not realistic. You probably would not still love someone in those situations, and you should not. Continuing to love a person in those situations would be unhealthy and dangerous. The only relationship where a person would probably still love someone who has done those things is the relationship between a parent and their child. In all other relationships, the love would be damaged and probably irrevocably, and that is as it should be. So, I hope this helped clear some stuff up for you. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by LittleShaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.